Good morning, Denver. Please be seated. Please join me in acknowledging the Denver Municipal Band Quintet, the Warrior Co-Ed Cheer Squad from Montbello, and the Denver Citywide Marching Band. Welcome to the 2019 inauguration of municipal officials of the city and county in Denver. Thank you so much for joining us today. It feels amazing to stand here on the steps of our historic city and county building on this bright, beautiful, blue sky Colorado morning. This is your building, put here by the people of Denver for their democracy to work. On Civic Center Park, a National Historic Landmark, and across from our state capitol building. In this civic space that was carefully planned in the early 20th century by visionary Denverites with the goal of bringing beauty and open space to a city that was growing rapidly in the midst of industrialization. There is no better place to be today for our municipal officers to take their oath to serve the residents of this great city and to celebrate and protect our democracy than right here. We come together today here at the heart of our city, at the heart of our state, to bear witness to the commitment of our elected officials as they swear their oath for the city they love. To come together as one Denver, committed to representing the will of our residents in municipal government. To celebrate the diversity of opinions that the people elected us to represent, and to lean in to ensure that we represent all Denver residents in the civil discourse of a free democracy. As I think back to that progressive and visionary idea that Denver's early leaders had to build this space, a place with a deliberate intersection of government and society, when I think about their bold vision to build a civic heart that would help define Denver and help ensure that Denver was a great city for all, and I look out and see all of you here today. I see my parents who are drawn to this great city from across the country, who needed Denver to be a great city to work, to raise a family, and now to be retired in. And I see my wife and two kids who, like I did, need Denver to be a safe place to grow up, to learn, and to thrive. Looking out at all of you, it's clear that those early leaders succeeded. And today, the leaders that you, the people, chose stand before you, ready to take that mantle and be caretakers of that vision. So with no further ado, please rise for the presentation of the colors performed by representatives from Denver's Department of Public Safety. It is now my pleasure to welcome Ms. Rajdulari, who will sing our national anthem.
Through the night that our flag the brave, brave.
Please remain standing. The co-chair of the Mayor's Youth Commission, Aubrey Duran, will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Aubrey. Everyone, please take your seats. I would like to thank all of our elected officials from around the region who've made time to join us today, including Governor Jared Polis, Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera, District Attorney Beth McCann, and former Mayor Wellington Webb. Thank you. I would also like to express my sincere thanks to my Denver colleagues up here on stage with us and in attendance, Presiding Judge of Denver County Courts, Teresa Spahn, and Deputy Mayor Murphy Robinson. Thank you. And now I'd like to invite Pastor Angelica Rodriguez from El Renuevo Christian Center to the podium to share this morning's first invocation.
Good morning. Would you join me this morning in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity we have to be present and celebrate the beginning of a new cycle for the city and county of Denver. We thank you for the lives of our mayor and newly elected officials who have pursued a career of service to the people of Denver. We acknowledge our need for your presence, your guidance, and your light as they approach the task of leading this great city. We pray you give them grace, favor, and understanding of the times and seasons we live today. We are instructed by the scriptures in Jeremiah 29:7, and we pray for the peace and the prosperity of our city, believing the peace and the welfare of the city will be manifested in the peace and welfare of the people. All throughout scripture, your great love for people and places is displayed. So we ask for you to show your love during this time. We pray Denver will continue to be, as described by its own name, a valley of green pastures for the people. We pray and we thank you. In your mighty name we pray. Amen.
Pastor Rodriguez, thank you for sharing those inspiring words. I'd now like to welcome Bishop Jerry Demmer from the Absolute Word Church to share an invocation.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you as we come celebrating, first of all, this great Mile High City. And because we're already a Mile High City, we thank you for our elected mayor, Michael B. Hancock. God, we started off right here already in atmosphere, but he has took us to stratosphere. We thank you for going to ecosphere. We thank you because we cried 4 more years and you heard our cry. So now, God, we ask that you would bless Michael. We thank you for vision. We thank you for direction. We thank you, God, and we just decree and declare that the Mile High City will never be the same after these next 4 years. We are that model city. We're the city that sits upon a hill that cannot be hidden. We thank you for new revelation for this city. Now, God, we ask that you would bless Michael B. Hancock. We ask that you would bless this administration. And we give you praise and we give you glory. And we shout together, it is done, it is well. And even though it's already been 8 years, this is only the new beginning. In Christ Jesus' name, we pray it. Amen. and amen.
Thank you, Bishop Demmer. Unfortunately, due to unforeseen circumstances, Francis Sherwood was unable to join us today to perform this morning's honor song, so we'll continue with our program. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for your elected officials to be sworn into office. You can clap for that. Presiding Judge, the Honorable Teresa Spahn, will now come forward to administer the oaths of office.
Thank you for doing that for me.
All right, you ready? All right. So our first four who will be sworn in taking their oaths today, Councilwoman Amanda P. Sandoval, representing District 1. Councilman Kevin Flynn, representing District 2. Councilwoman Jamie Torres, representing District 3. And Councilwoman Kendra Black, representing District 4.
Ready? You can raise your right hand and repeat after me.
I, Amanda Sandoval.
I, Kevin Flynn.
I, Jamie Torres.
I, Kendra Black.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
And the laws of the United States.
And the laws of the United States.
And the state of Colorado.
And the state of Colorado.
And the charter and ordinances. Of the city and county of Denver. And I will faithfully perform. The duties. Office of City Council. For the City and County of Denver. To which I've been appointed. And I'm about to enter. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Next up to take the oath, Councilwoman Amanda Sawyer, representing District 5. Councilman Paul Cashman, representing District 6. And me.
All right, raise your right hand. Repeat after me.
I, Jolyn Clark.
I, Amanda Sawyer.
I, Paul Cashman.
Do solemnly swear. That I will support the Constitution. The laws of the United States. And the state of Colorado. And the charter and ordinances. Of the city and county of Denver. And I will faithfully perform.
The duties.
For the office of City Council. Of the City and County of Denver. To which I've been appointed. And I'm about to enter. Congratulations.
Congratulations, PK.
All right, next up, Councilman Christopher J. Herndon, representing District 8. Councilwoman Candy Lee C. DeBaca, representing District 9. And Councilwoman Stacey Gilmore, representing District 11.
All right. You could raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I, Stacey Gilmore.
I, Candy C. DeBaca.
I, Christopher J. Herndon.
Do solemnly swear. That I will support the Constitution. And the laws of the United States. And the state of Colorado. And the charter and ordinances. Of the City and County of Denver. And I will faithfully perform.
And I will faithfully perform.
The duties.
The
The duties
of the office of City Council
of the office of City Council
of the City and County of Denver
of the City and County of Denver
to which I've been appointed
to which I've been appointed
and I'm about to enter
and about to enter.
Congratulations.
Next up to take the oath, Councilman Chris Hines, representing District 10. Councilwoman Robin Kenich at large. And Councilwoman Debbie Ortega at large.
Okay, great. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I,
Debbie Ortega.
I, Robin Kenich.
I, Chris Hines.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
And the laws of the United States.
And the laws of the United States.
And the state of Colorado.
And the state of Colorado.
And the charter and ordinances.
And the charter and ordinances.
Of the City and County of Denver.
Of the City and County of Denver.
And I will faithfully perform. The duties.
Office
of City Council.
Of City Council.
Of the City and County of Denver.
Of the City and County of Denver.
To which I've been appointed. And I'm about to enter. Congratulations. Congratulations.
All right, City Council, I believe we have a quorum. Give it up for your Denver City Council. To take the oath, our auditor, Timothy M. O'Brien. And he will be joined today by his wife, Mary Frances Kelly. Will you please come forward?
Ready? Okay, great. If you could raise your right hand. I,
Timothy Michael O'Brien.
Do solemnly swear. That I will support the Constitution. And the laws of the United States. And the state of Colorado. And the charter and ordinances. Of the City and County of Denver. And I will faithfully perform. The duties. Of City Auditor. Of the City and County of Denver. To which I've been appointed. And I'm about to enter. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Next up to take the oath, you may recognize him from previous episodes of Channel 8's Denver City Council, but now he's the clerk and recorder for the city. Give it up for Paul C. Lopez. And he is joined today by his daughter, Nayeli Lopez.
Okay, raise your right hand. I,
Paul Lopez.
Do solemnly swear. That I will support the Constitution. And the laws of the United States. And the state of Colorado. And the charter and ordinances. Of the City and County of Denver. And I will faithfully perform. The duties. Of office. Of clerk and recorder. The City and County of Denver. To which I've been appointed. And I'm about to enter. Congratulations. Congratulations to you too.
And now being sworn in for his third term, give it up for Mayor Michael B. Hancock. And he is joined today by First Lady Mary Louise Lee. Give it up.
Could you raise your right hand? Repeat after me. I,
Michael Hancock.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
And the laws of the United States.
The laws of the United States.
And the state of Colorado.
And the state of Colorado.
And the charter and ordinances.
And the charter and ordinances.
Of the city and county of Denver.
Of the city and county of Denver.
And I will faithfully perform.
And I will faithfully perform.
The duties.
The duties.
Of office of mayor.
Of office of the mayor.
Of the city and county of Denver.
Of the city and county of Denver.
To which I've been appointed.
To which I've been appointed.
And I'm about to enter.
And I'm about to enter.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the officials that you chose through the elections have been sworn in. Give it up. We now officially embark on this new era of leadership in our great city. It is my honor to introduce the mayor's inaugural address. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you our mayor, Michael B. Hancock.
It has been an absolute pleasure watching all of you deal with that heat out there. Just imagine if we were in Texas. Thank God we're in Denver, Colorado today. I want to thank all of you for being here. Let me thank certainly my family, my rock, my heart, who've traveled as far as Atlanta, Georgia, Texas, and California to be with us today. Thank you all so very much. And to our governor, thank you. This is my payback for having to come to your swearing in January outside at the state capitol. And to our former great mayor, who also was elected to three terms, Wellington E. Webb and his lovely wife, and our former state representative, the Honorable Wilma Webb. Thank you both for being here. Members of City Council, Auditor O'Brien, Clerk and Recorder Lopez, Presiding Judge Spahn, an honored guest, and my fellow Denverites. I'm going to read from the script because our prompter is not right. I don't know if you can fix it. I just want you all to know that the prompter is off. You didn't know that we came to make a city. And nobody knows when a city is going to happen. Those are the words of the poet laureate Thomas Hornsby Farrell, brought to life every day in every park, along every street, and through every person in our city. 160 years ago, the first westward-bound settlers came to the confluence of South Platte River and Cherry Creek. They didn't know they came to make a city, but a city was born. From those early beginnings, a city grew, a city that aspired to one day serve as Colorado's capital, a city that built its own railroad so that progress would not pass it by. A city that welcomed new immigrants and new communities and new ideas. A city that has been resilient through every boom and every bust, through every generational shift, and through every change in our national consciousness. Today, we inaugurate a new city government by and for the people of this great city. And we affirm the trust that the people have placed in us to lead selflessly with integrity, civility, and honor. There is no more humbling responsibility, a responsibility we accept with gratitude, with love and support of our families, and with the confidence of the people. We are called to make a city for those here today and for those generations yet to come. Without question, these are challenging times. Our national discourse, once filled with hope and optimism, has been replaced with cynicism, hate, and anger that stoke the ugly politics of division. But here in Denver, we are steadfast in the conviction that our city's strength comes from a fierce sense of unity, equity, and inclusion. Ambition must never and will never be used as a tool to divide us. We may have disagreements, but our goals are aligned. We may have debates, but we all seek to do what is best for the people we serve. We may take different paths, but our destinations are the same. Consensus is always our aim. Consensus fueled an economic revival over the last 8 years like none other in Denver's history. Consensus brought us together to balance our budget, fix our mental health system, and repair our infrastructure. Consensus is what brings us together to stand as one Denver in the face of bigotry and bias. And when we see children in cages at our southern border, when families are torn apart and our community is targeted for deportation raids, when our neighbors are forced to take sanctuary in churches, our resolve will grow, it will grow even stronger. We will stand together as one Denver to shield our residents from being the targets of any radical and hate-filled agenda. Together, our determination is relentless. There is nothing we can't do, nor anything that will stand in our way. Today, Denver, our economy is strong. Our neighborhoods are safe. We sit in the seventh safest city in the United States of America. Our people have access to unprecedented opportunity. Here and now, we are poised to do something extraordinary. Through bold, energetic, and visionary leadership, we will advance the trust and the will of the people to solidify Denver as the most equitable, modern, and progressive 21st century in the world. We came to make a city where our success today means fortifying an economy for tomorrow, an economy that is built on equity, opportunity, and social benefit for every resident, every worker, and every family. We know that our city, to remain strong, our legacy must be an economy that works for everyone, where everyone has access to a home, a job, and a future. To achieve that economy, equity and opportunity must be a guarantee. A good day's work, no matter the job, should be rewarded with a livable wage. The ability to train for a good paying career in the industries and fields that will define the future should be open to anyone who seeks it. Affordable childcare, affordable before and after school programs, and affordable health care should not be the privilege of a few, but open to every family in our city. You know, a child's zip code should not predetermine their future. It should only determine that their college acceptance letter makes it to their address. Our public investments should be the vehicles to drive public good. Our projects will be rooted in our equity platform, and we will continue to create local jobs. We will support our local businesses, especially women and minority-owned businesses. Our families and communities will have access to the tools that will help them achieve economic mobility and build generational wealth. And our neighborhoods will be the beneficiaries of these investments. An affordable home is the social foundation that any family's economic security is built on. Protecting and improving the affordability of our homes is the guiding principle that informs and shapes all our work and our policies. The American dream should be a dream for all. And when the market refocuses or refuses to respond, we must step in to ensure that it becomes an attainable reality for all of Denverites. And we will not rest. We will not rest until those who are experiencing homelessness can themselves rest with a roof over their heads. We will go beyond an emergency response and pursue rapid housing, ensuring our residents are healthy, housed, and connected. Our path forward will continue to be one of compassion and dignity for our most vulnerable residents, a supportive care system that addresses individual needs and experiences, and where all roads lead to housing first, achieved through every resource brought to bear. You know, we came to make a city that champions progress and progressive ideas. Ideas, because those are the ideas that champion people, equity, and social justice. We are resolved to correct and correct now the decades of intentional bias in our criminal justice system that trapped generations of families in a relentless cycle of oppression and poverty. We believe action must be taken at every level to address the decades of devastation the war on drugs and bias-driven incarceration has inflicted on our communities of color and the insurmountable barriers they have left in their wake. It is not only an economic and social imperative, it is simply the right thing to do. And with that same resolve, we will pull back the curtain on the stigma of mental health. There is not a single family under my voice right now that is untouched by the effects of this national crisis, including my very own. We can no longer allow our neighbors, our friends, our colleagues, or our family members to suffer in silence. We can shatter that stigma with a community response that fortifies our collective efforts and meets the struggling residents where they are. Through our new approaches, and thanks to the people's vote, now more than ever, we have the means to help them, and we will. We will do what is necessary to protect the hard-fought and hard-won civil and equal rights of all residents and remain the welcoming city that we believe in our hearts that we are. As a part of that, listen to this. We will never allow the voting rights of Americans to be stripped away here or anywhere. We will never tolerate the erosion of health care for women here or anywhere. We will never stand for discrimination against our LGBTQ plus neighbors simply for living who they are here or anywhere. And while we're at it, we must understand that there is a looming challenge that affects the equity of every one of our residents and neighborhoods. Hear this. We believe in facts and science, that the effects of climate change are real, and they are happening right now. In fact, many of us believe that climate change is the greatest threat to our security as a nation. This is the time to lead, and our responses must rise to the occasion of this challenge. Reducing our carbon footprint, powering our city with 100% renewable electricity, and safeguarding our most vulnerable communities from the health impacts of climate change. Now is the time for us to lead. We came to make a city where each neighborhood can become complete, with libraries and parks, with good schools, with plenty of mobility options, and no shortage of affordable housing. And we hold truth that growth should be directed where it makes sense, while empowering our neighborhoods to have a greater say in what affects the character and design of their community. And at the heart of our community are our parks. Why else would so many of our neighborhoods be named after them? If we are truly a city within a park, we must ensure that every resident, from our youngest to our oldest, lives within a 10-minute walk of a park. That our investments reflect the values of our city and our neighborhoods, and that our natural places, our rivers and creeks and open spaces are restored, protected, and preserved. We also believe our mobility system should provide multiple ways to get around town for all people, that connects neighborhoods, provides access and no barriers, and creates unique places. Our streets must change to make way for more transit riders, bike riders, and pedestrians. And we must continue to strive for greater safety, with more measures implemented to reduce speeds and reduce conflicts between modes, so fewer and fewer people, until we reach zero, are losing their lives on our streets. Listen, growth must not only be smart, but also must be growth with equity and growth with justice. Our history is one of our most valuable assets, and it's irreplaceable. There is no equity if development does not embrace that asset and provide a community benefit. There is no justice if histories and cultures and families are lost. We must channel our successes and our resources to fortify our communities and stem displacement. Our focus must be on the people who make this city what it is, and their contributions, on their successes, and on their unbridled possibilities. You know, in the footsteps of our forebears, we have come here today to make a city. Together, as one Denver, we are writing the next chapter in the history of our great city. What we write will be determined by our actions and by our common purpose. The oaths we swore carry an awesome responsibility, not just for us today, but for future generations. The full measure of what we do will not be counted in buildings built or dollars spent, but in futures secured. I will never cease to be amazed in our capacity to dream and in our ability to achieve. We are a city born, stilled, and risen in Purple Mountain majesty. And because of that, it's easier for us to see new horizons and new possibilities. It's easier for us to understand that while we came to make a city, the very act of making a city is never finished. So today, let us rise together to celebrate our purpose, face down our challenges, and boldly seize the opportunities before you. And whether you stand here ready to move forward or you have a grievance to bear, we are one Denver. You matter and you're worthy. We will never dismiss you. I stand ready to be the mayor of all of Denver, to listen, to learn, but to always protect the very value that we are one Denver, and not to be divided by hatred, by ignorance, distrust, and bigotry. Denver, rise up today. This is our moment. Not to be dismissed, we dismiss no one. Not to be not heard, we hear everyone. Not to listen, our ears to the ground. May God bless you. May God bless the great city and county in Denver. And may God bless the United States of America.
Thank you. One more time for our mayor, Mayor Hancock. All right, now I'd like to invite Rabbi Emily Hyatt from Temple Emmanuel to share this morning's first benediction.
There was one once a young girl who lived on the edge of a wood, and every day she would disappear into the forest. And her parents were so nervous. Where was she going? And one day they finally asked her, "What do you do?" And she said, "Well, I go into the woods to find God." And her parents, relieved, said, "That's so sweet, but don't you know God is the same everywhere?" And she said, "Well, sure, but I'm not." And so on this day, we pray to the God of all people and all generations. May our leaders and advisors work in positions and offices and buildings where God is present, where spirituality and meaning are easy to find in the work that must be done. May the injustice and suffering that each of you witness bring you closer to a partnership with God, where you are called to stand up for every person. The work that you will do is God's work. It is not easy, and it is often thankless. May you be blessed with purpose and self-awareness and with the vision to see the powerful beauty of our great city at the base of these majestic mountains, and to see our city's potential to be a beacon of peace, tolerance, and partnership. God, we know that you are everywhere, and so we ask for this to be a city, and for us to be a people, and for these to be our leaders that are worthy of finding you.
Thank you, Rabbi Hyatt, for your inspiring words. And now please welcome Father Joseph Deng from the Catholic Apostolic Church International to offer our closing benediction.
Boy, I'm shorter than the microphone. On behalf of the Vietnamese American community, we congratulate Mayor Hancock. I have one sentence in Vietnamese. Chúc mừng thị trưởng Michael Hancock và toàn thể hội đồng thành phố. Chúc mừng. Congratulations. Let us pray. O God of all creation, who has arranged all things accordingly with wonderful design, graciously receive our prayers. We pour out to you for our city and county of Denver, that through the wisdom of our government leaders and all the integrity of its citizens of this majestic Colorado, we live in peace and prosperity. We pray especially for our mayor, Michael Hancock. Sorry. City councils, women and men, and all of the newly elected officials who stand upon at this ceremony, and for all of our state leaders, may they always seek the ways of righteousness, justice, and mercy for all. Strengthen them for today's challenges on every thought, on every word, on every action they take. May they always act in peace and happiness for all. And finally, we pray to you to guide and protect those that served and protect us, the men and women of law enforcement, the leaders and the officers of the Denver Police Department. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Father Deng, for sending us off with those uplifting words. I would like to thank each and every one of you for coming out this morning. Let's take a moment to recognize the incredible facility staff of the City and County of Denver, Denver Channel 8, and all of the people who worked so hard to make this morning possible. Let's give it up for all of them. Please stay and enjoy some refreshments. We have cookies and lemonade across in Civic Center Park. You're all invited following the program here. And also you're invited tonight to the Denver Botanic Gardens for a free celebration concert. Free food and drinks tonight at the Botanic Gardens. Finally, if you would, please remain seated while the procession exits the stage. That concludes our program. So give it up Thank you very much.